This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Tribute program organized at the Prime Minister's residence Balwadar on the seventh day of the death of late Sita Dahal. Team comprising Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Prakash Jwala makes an on-site visit to Nagdunga Sisnekhola tunnel route. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia blackmails world with food access. Now, the news in detail. A tribute program was organized at the Prime Minister's official residence, Balwadar, today on the seventh day of the death of late Sita Dahal, wife of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. Vice President Ramsahai Prasad Yadav, Chief Justice Hari Krishna Karki, Speaker Devaraj Ghimire, National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha, former Vice Presidents, former Prime Ministers, top leaders of political parties, Deputy Prime Ministers, Ministers of the Government of Nepal, officials of the Constitutional Commission, representatives of diplomatic missions, heads of states and chief ministers, parliamentarians and representatives of non-legislative organizations and well-wishers were present at the tribute program. Speaking at the program, Prime Minister Dahal said that everyone's sympathy and support helped him to get out of the pain. Prime Minister Dahal also thanked all the doctors involved in the treatment of late Sita Dahal and expressed his gratitude and thanks to the allies, the diplomatic world, political parties, media workers, employees, security personnel, supporters and experts for helping him to ease the pain with their condolence and sympathy. A documentary called Comrade Sita Dahal in Memory was also present at the memorial service. A team comprising Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Prakash Jwala today carried out an on-site visit to Nagdunga Sisnekhola tunnel route. Minister of State for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Nanda Chapai, lawmaker Rajendra Pandey, former Minister Dr. Gangalal Tuladhar, high officials of the Department of Roads and World Bank made an on-site visit to the tunnel route. Construction of the tunnelway has reached the final stage. On the occasion, Minister Jwala directed the construction company to complete the construction of the tunnel route within the extended deadline. Chief Engineer of the tunnel route construction company, Narayan Duwari, shared that the main tunnel is yet to be dug for around 400 meters and the rescue tunnel for around 35 meters. Duwari further said that the construction activities have been accelerated to operate vehicles along the tunnel route within the next year. Two tunnels, a 9-meter-wide main tunnel and a 4-meter-wide rescue tunnel, are under construction. The deadline for the tunnel has been extended by 14 months as construction works of the tunnel were obstructed due to COVID-19 pandemic. The Ministry of Home Affairs has started a coordinated initiative to address the problems concerning the human settlements in the river corridors of the Kathmandu Valley. Accordingly, the meetings of the heads and officers of the relevant ministries and the agencies held under the chairmanship of Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kaji Shrestha yesterday concluded that the concerned agencies should work together to solve the long-standing problem. It was agreed that the High-Powered Committee for Integrated Development or Bagmati Civilization, the Kathmandu Metropolitan City and the National Land Commission should meet soon to resolve the problem within a fixed time. Speaking on the occasion, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha stressed the need to work in a coordinated manner to remove the unauthorized settlements in the Bagmati corridor and said the removal of the slums would be completed in conjunction with the resettlement plan of the real slum dwellers. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat and Finance Minister of China Liu Kun held a meeting yesterday during the sidelines of the G20 meeting in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, India. According to Dr. Mahat's secretariat, various issues of mutual interest and bilateral relations were discussed in the meeting. The two finance ministers also discussed the commitment to aid made by the President of China during his visit to Nepal in 2019. On the occasion, Minister Dr. Mahat expressed his belief that the projects on roads connecting the two countries from the important transit points could be an important area of aid and that the relevant agencies of both countries should do their homework and move forward soon. He also expressed hope that the Tokha-Chahare tunnelway construction project will be implemented soon. In response, Chinese Finance Minister Kun expressed China's desire to help Nepal's development and expressed his belief that the cooperation projects will be implemented soon. A meeting was held between Minister for Health and Population Mohan Bahadur Basnet and the Secretary of State for Health of the United Kingdom, Will Quince, at the Ministry of Health in London yesterday. According to Nepali Embassy in London, during the meeting, Health Minister Basnet praised the British government's support to Nepal's socio-economic development, especially in the health sector, and expressed confidence that it will increase further in the coming days. Expressing his happiness about the recently concluded agreement on employing Nepali nurses in Britain, he also sought support for the capacity building of Nepali health institutions. British Secretary of State Quince said that the UK's support for Nepal's health sector will continue and that the arrival of Nepali nurses in the UK will benefit both countries. Deputy Chief of Mission at the Embassy, Roshan Khanal, said that Health Minister Basnet visited the training centre, emergency department and wards of the Royal Hampshire Hospital in Winchester on Sunday and acquired information about the training and transfer process of nurses to be brought from Nepal. Nepali Ambassador to the UK, Gyanchandra Acharya, also participated in the meeting and visit. The meeting of the Central Working Committee of the Nepali Congress is taking place today. Chief Secretary of the Nepali Congress Central Office, Krishna Prasad Paudel, Contemporary Political Issues, Submission of Decisions from the Work Execution Committee, Proposals Related to Organizational Action Plan, and the Setting of the Date and Venue for the Public Policy Convention and presentation of the report prepared by the party's Election Mobilization Committee are the agenda of the Central Working Committee meeting being held at the party's central office this afternoon. The agenda for the meeting was set by a meeting of the office bearers and former office bearers held yesterday. The formation of various departments under the party, the proposal regarding the announcement of the party's national campaign, the report of the disciplinary committee and the role of the party in the House of Representatives and the government will also be discussed during the meeting. The Central Secretariat meeting of CPN Unified Socialist is taking place today. Deputy General Secretary Dr. Bijay Paudel said the review of the organizational strengthening campaign, ideological policy, detailed work plan, as well as the nomination or to some vacant post will be discussed in the meeting. Senior leader Jhalalath Khanal, General Secretary Ghanashyam Bhusal, Deputy General Secretary Dr. Gangalal Tuladhar, Deputy General Secretary Dr. Bijay Paudel and other leaders have already expressed their views on the party's ideological policy and organizational strengthening. The meeting is also scheduled to endorse the action plan for the management of the functions of the Youth and Students Department. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international update. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that no one has the right to destroy the food security of any nation and the world has an opportunity to show Russia that it does not allow blackmail. Describing the need to be protected from Russian madness following Moscow's withdrawal from the Black Sea grain deal yesterday, Ukrainian President Zelensky said that the export of grain from Ukraine's seaports should continue with or without Russia's participation. Zelensky said Ukraine's exports provided food security for 400 million people and Russia cannot be allowed to hold such a vital supply ransom to its whims. The Ukrainian leader said Ukraine, along with the United Nations and Turkey, which brokered the original deal with Russia, can jointly continue the operation of the food corridor and the inspection of vessels. There was widespread condemnation and outcry over Russia's decision yesterday to end its participation in the deal, which allowed the export of Ukrainian grain from the country's Black Sea ports. The agreement helped ensure the price stability of vital global commodities such as wheat. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places in Karnali and Sutrapachim province and some places in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and at one or two places in Madhes province with chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Gandaki and Sutrapachim province today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of the hilly regions and in one or two places of the rest of the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 19.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 29.4 degrees Celsius with 75.2 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Tribute program organized at the Prime Minister's residence Balwatar on the seventh day of the death of late Sita Dahal. Team comprising Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Prakash Jwala makes an on-site visit to Nagdunga-Sisnekola tunnel route. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia blackmails world with food access. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.